You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. Our first story, a total eclipse. That's right. For the last week or so, the total eclipse of the political elite in Alaska has been complete. Sarah Palin's ascendancy has pretty much wiped out the headlines of anything else going on in Alaska. But that changes today as Ted Stevens, the longest-serving senator, Republican senator, senior senator from Alaska, peeks out from behind the Palin shadow and is in the race for his life. He's in D.C. Federal court today. His trial on corruption charges moves forward. There's a very important hearing. And what happens in the case could have an impact on control of the Senate, on the presidential race. Alaska senators making headlines in national politics. No, do not adjust your set. Libby Casey is in Washington covering the case for the Alaska Public Radio Network. Libby, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. You're welcome.
I mean, when the original allegations broke, it was a big enough story. But now in the wake of the Palin ascendancy, where Sarah Palin has actually claimed she's running against the political establishment that includes Ted Stevens, this hearing today is perhaps even more important. What do you expect to happen today?
It is. Well, Alaskans always knew we were the center of the universe, and now everyone else is realizing it,
there
too.
There we go.
Well, Senator Stevens has a hearing today. The judge is going to look at motions that both sides of the case have filed, and he's going to have to weed through a lot of motions. The prosecution has put forth some trying to introduce some new examples of Ted Stevens perhaps taking things without claiming them on his Senate financial disclosure forms. And the defense team has moved to dismiss the case for a variety of reasons. So the judge is going to have to weed through all of that in preparation for the court case, which starts in 2 weeks.
Do you detect a deliberate strategy on the part of the defense to delay this case past the election? And is there a sign that the judge doesn't want that to happen?
Well, it's sort of ironic because the way this all started out, the defense team asked to fast-track the case. Senator Stevens said that he wanted to prove his innocence before the November 4th general election. And the judge agreed. The prosecution moved quickly to give all their evidence over to the defense team. And now people are wondering, with all these motions to go through, how fast things will actually be able to move. Senator Stevens soared through his primary battle in Alaska a couple of weeks ago. He got 63% of the Republican vote. So he is going into the general election with that behind him, and we're all waiting to see now as the trial actually gets started if people are going to push to get it all done, because both sides have said it could be wrapped up in 4 weeks, which means it would finish up before the election, or will the defense team start to slow things down a little bit?
Well, Ted Stevens finds himself in a tight race with the Democratic challenger all of a sudden. Nevertheless, he appears to be confident that he can make some political hay out of this. What's the chance that this hearing actually, at least in terms of people in Alaska paying attention to it, becomes something of a campaign event for him, actually bolsters his chances?
Well, we'll just have to see how it unfolds today. It really depends on how vocal the defense team is at trying to get this case dismissed and how much they don't really talk to the media. So it really depends on how strongly that message gets back to Alaska that they believe this case has no merit. But regardless, Stevens is facing this really tough battle, and he has said no matter what, he's not stepping down, he's not giving up, and he plans to go forward and take on the Democratic challenger in November.
Libby, take a listen to this. I guess we would call this the Palin factor.
Think of this. When you go to vote, don't go to vote alone, and you'll help Sarah become the next governor of Alaska, which we all want to see.
There's Ted Stevens campaigning for Sarah Palin. Is it possible that coattails of a high turnout for the Republican ticket could benefit Ted Stevens?
Absolutely. There may be a Palin bump. Alaskans were pretty apathetic about this election cycle. Republicans in Alaska, believe it or not, are not big fans of John McCain. For one, he's against drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and Alaskan Republicans are very much for that. And two, he's bumped heads with Senator Stevens a lot over the years, because Stevens is a big proponent of earmarks, bringing home the bacon to Alaska, and McCain has campaigned against that. And so when I interviewed delegates going to the Republican convention a couple of weeks ago, before Palin was picked, they were very sort of lukewarm about McCain and the future of the party. But now that Palin's on the the ticket, we're expecting to see a lot more Republicans go out and vote for her. Vote for her and vote for McCain. And of course, they'll probably just vote a straight ticket, which will likely give Senator Stevens a bump. And our Congressman Don Young, a Republican congressman who's also facing a tough battle. So this may end up helping the Republicans attempt to secure some seats in the House and Senate.
A lot in the mix there at a fairly arcane hearing in Washington, D.C. Libby Casey, thanks for setting us straight on all that. Washington correspondent for Alaska Public Radio Network on the Ted Stevens corruption case, which has a hearing in Washington today.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.